All right, I have a wild video for you all today. I want to show you the exact moment that Republican Representative Thomas Massey went on live TV and just dropped the name of a GOP mega donor that he claims is in the Epstein list. After this clip went viral, I went on live TV to debate Chris Cuomo and a Republican guest about it. We'll get to all of this, but let's just lay the groundwork. Republican Representative Thomas Massey has been leading the fight with Democratic Representative Ro Khanna to release the Epstein files. Now, due to this, he's getting a lot of threats, mainly from Donald Trump and Trump-aligned donors who really desperately want to primary him. And this isn't new. Republican Representative Thomas Massey, and I disagree on a lot, but he's not afraid to push back on the party. We saw the same exact thing during the Big Ugly Bill and the debt drama. So Republican mega donors are trying to launch a primary against Massey. And one of the interesting pieces is that about a month or two back, this article is a month or two old, but Elon Musk indicated that he'd be down to donate to Representative Thomas Massey, a Republican who has been over and over just yelled at by Trump. Business tycoon Elon Musk indicated that he will donate to Representative Thomas Massey. Thomas Massey was even asked about Elon Musk's donation just yesterday.
What are you hearing from the White House? Are they trying to whip the votes in one way or another? We're just looking for clarity on what you're hearing from the Trump administration.
Well, the president attacks me in tweets frequently and you know, press interviews, and they're spending $2 million against me. Probably they'll spend about $20 million when it's all over with in my congressional district trying to keep me from getting reelected. So when people say, are you worried about ramifications from this? I'm already getting the ramifications.
But is Elon Musk going to help you?
That's a different topic, far afield. What's that? Okay.
He did not say no to that final question. And listen, if you're worried that the president is covering up for billionaire pedophiles like this clip that I'm about to play alleges, then don't worry. Because as Thomas Massey points out, at least Trump is being a child on Truth Social and calling people names. It's all just such a mess. Let's listen to this clip of Thomas Massey exposing a billionaire who was on the list.
Well, let me give you the name of one of the billionaires who's running $2 million of ads in my district since I started this effort. His name is John Paulson. He's a hedge fund manager and a major donor to the Republican Party, a major donor to the Speaker of the House, a major donor to the president's campaign, and he's in Epstein's black book. Now, that's public, but that's indicative of the types of people who may be implicated or just embarrassed by a release of a completely...
Now, this is where it gets more interesting. Not only does this clip provide some more context as to why Donald Trump gets very, very dodgy when you bring up Epstein. Not only was he close friends with Epstein, but maybe some of his mega donors are in the list. But not only is that the case, but as this clip was going viral, I was hopping on Chris Cuomo's News Nation show to debate him and debate a MAGA guest. Now, we were going to debate an entirely separate topic, but this clip ended up being brought up and we talked about it. When I first hopped on, Chris Cuomo accused me of editing him out of context the last time we debated. I don't think that is true, but I'll let you decide. And then we debate about the actual list and Trump's involvement in it. I hope you enjoy. Drop a like, and I'll pop back in at the end, so make sure you stick around.
And Adam Mockler, a big digital presence lefty. Mockler, first of all, boy, did you selectively chop up our last interview and try to beat me over the head with it for all your fans. I want you to know I follow you, man. I follow you, and I saw what you did to me.
That was my production team. I don't know. It might have been a short form cut you saw. I don't think we cut you up.
Sorry, blame Dusty.
I think you're coping. I don't think we cut you up. I don't think we did.
No, you can't hurt me, man. I'm saying you tried. Now, let's talk about what matters, not me. So, Representative Thomas Massey, okay, who's working with Ro Khanna, which I like. I like seeing left and right doing anything together that is even arguably productive. But I got to tell you, he just accused John Paulson, one of the wealthiest men in our society, one of the biggest righty donors, of being an Epstein person.
I understand what you're saying. You, of course, have to be careful. But at the end of the day, people are itching for any sort of transparency. I mean, seeing those survivors standing out there yesterday, for decades, they have been neglected. Yeah, I mean, there was a story that they were talking about how for the past few decades they've been neglected, begging for investigations, administration after administration, not only neglecting them, but this new administration is like spitting on their face. Trump was sitting in the Oval Office saying that it was a hoax. It was a Democratic hoax. So I think that people are itching for any sort of transparency. I think that if Massey has some sort of basis for this accusation, he should reveal it. We probably shouldn't just throw people's names out there, but if there is a basis for this, then yeah, let the public know. We want to know about this.
Well, let me also just point out, Paulson is funding, is the major funder for the the PAC that is going up against Massey right now. He's the largest contributor to this anti-Massey PAC. So I think that obviously Massey's going to investigate, what does this man have that he's putting all the money into defeating me? Well, when you start connecting the dots, and here's the thing, I have to get this out before we move on. It is not a bad thing. You can be a conservative and say that you want justice and these names to become legal. It's not, you can say that Trump, I firmly believe that there's nothing that's damaging to Trump, because it would have come out in the 2024 election when Kamala Harris was running and they had all this information at their fingertips. I think this is damaging to people around Trump, and they're convincing Trump that, hey, you've got to take our side or else it's going to make you look bad. That's false. And conservatives,
wait, so you're saying the president of the United States doesn't have the agency to just push back on the people around him, and that he's protecting pedophiles, calling it a hoax because the people around him want him to? Is he?
I don't think he's protecting pedophiles. I think that he's listening to wrong advisors right now.
Oh, he's a puppet. He's a puppet. He's literally a puppet for the people around him pulling the strings. That's what you're saying.
That's not exactly. That's nothing near what I said. I'm just saying.
Then he should call it. Then he should not call it a hoax.
To dismiss it all. Well, like I said, I think this is why there's Republicans and Democrats that are going to be largely damaged if this list is ever able to come out to be true. Come out to fruition to the public eye. And I applaud Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massey for saying, you know what, women, you're not protected, but we'll protect you. And I think if that's the only way we get justice, doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, let it happen. Let the truth come out.
All right. I thought it was a fun debate. I also reject the idea that we selectively spliced Cuomo out. But either way, to engage with what Scotty Nell Hughes, my opponent here on the right, is saying, she's basically trying to claim at one point that Trump is just listening to the people around him, falling victim to the wrong advice on pedophilia. She's selectively ignoring all of the connections that Donald Trump has had with Jeffrey Epstein, the hundreds of photos of Trump and Epstein, more photos of those two than Trump and his own kids. They hold closed-door meetings and parties in the late 90s with calendar girls. It's very, very clear why Trump doesn't want the list to be released, and the idea that you can just remove all agency from the president. Like, they'll say in one breath that he's this big, strong, macho guy who doesn't care about any of the rules, that he'll break every rule, no one can tell him what to do. And then in the next breath, they'll be like, oh, he's just, people are telling him what to do and he's falling for the wrong advice. And, you know, sometimes we all cover up pedophilia. No, Donald Trump is very intentionally diverting away from this. He's not taking bad advice. He's the one coming up with talking points and giving the advice to cover this up in a top-down way. It's very, very obvious. So, to be honest, something I love to do in this space is debate. I see a vision for a stronger pro-democracy movement that's based off of not only the videos that we make on a day-to-day basis, but going out there and explaining why democracy is good, why Russia needs to get the hell out of Ukraine, why Trump needs to uphold the norms, and how we need to protect the working class with every available tool in an aggressive way. And all of this can happen through debates on TV, where you spread your ideas. Sometimes they're going to be only 5 minutes long, of course, but we're going to continue to build and push forward, and that's because of you all. We've been able to add Micah. Micah Irfan has been a lead policy advisor who helps me prepare for these debates. We have Chris. Chris makes videos that help the channel continue to flow, and you all are the absolute best. So shout out to the team at Mockler Media. Shout out to you all. I love you all, and peace out.